welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And joining us from the HD part of this station is Adam Macadocious, man.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Just marinating, you
all
know.
All stoned?
That's right.
Yeah.
Keeping it kosher.
It looks like, I mean, you look like a typical stoner. I mean, you got the those crazy clothes on.
The luscious locks.
Yeah, your hair's all crazy. And you're a Jewish kid.
Shazam.
Long
born and
haired
raised.
Jewish kid with who smokes pot all day. Not sort of the norm, right?
That's right. I was bar mitzvah, did the whole thing.
You had a bar mitzvah?
That's right.
Wow.
Want me to recite my half Torah?
Yeah, let's
hear it. I'm just playing.
Let's hear it.
Oh, man. Hallo, chivnei. No, I'm just playing. I don't remember it.
You don't remember it?
No.
Were you stoned?
You know, right about that time I started smoking.
13?
Yeah, 13,
14. 14? And then so long.
And then, yep, over a decade now. Jeez.
And you take February off?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, but you still smoke a little during February.
It depends on my situation. I did it consistently for about 8 years, and then, you know, it's a recession, man. It's hard times.
How's the short-term memory working out?
It's horrible.
Is it bad?
Horrible. What?
The long-term memory is not so bad.
Oh, yeah, I remember a lot of things a long time ago, but ask me what happened tomorrow, I won't remember.
Yeah, what happened today? What'd you have for lunch? Real quick.
I don't know, a bag of chips? No, I don't remember.
Jesus
Wait,
Christ.
Wait, give me a second. I'll tell you.
What'd you have for lunch?
I had soup.
You had soup?
I think I had like baked potato soup or something.
Where?
From my house. I bought it. I think. I don't remember, man. At McDonald's. I don't remember what
That's
I ate
the problem
today.
With smoking pot every day. You can't remember what you did.
It just all tastes good to me.
Yeah, life's flying by for you.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I'm already a quarter century.
I talk to you and the audience about, because I like renting movies, but, you know, renting movies are hit and miss. You know, some are great, some are just terrible. And I believe that weed enhances a lot of them.
Yeah.
But are there movies that are much, much better on weed than sober?
All of them.
Well, maybe we should be more specific than just all of them. All of them. Yeah. Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I mean, like fighting movies are probably great. Like gory, like 300 or Gladiator.
Yeah. See, yeah. I thought like comedies. There are a lot of comedies out there, like some Will Ferrell movies that are probably a lot funnier
when you're high.
When you're high.
It's stupid funny. Will Ferrell's a stupid funny guy.
Yeah. I saw, what's the last movie I saw when I was buzzed? Oh, it was The Hammer. Yeah. I got a little effed up for The Hammer and really enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah,
nice job, retards.
Yeah. Laughed my ass off watching that movie.
It's exciting.
By the way, he's going to be on Leno tonight. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so go home and punch up and watch Leno.
I'm a big Leno fan, and Conan, of course.
Yeah.
Shazam.
All right, so movies that are much better stoned than they are sober. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. And I'm not just talking about things that are, you know, current releases like WALL-E or Wanted, but I'm talking about going back to like the 70s and the 60s.
That's before my time, dude.
Well, they're still on DVD.
How about Pootie Tang? Have you seen Pootie Tang?
No.
You gotta watch Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang?
Yeah.
I have not seen that.
Chris Rock is in it. You like Chris Rock?
I love Chris Rock.
He's in that movie.
I'll look at that.
Yeah, he's Pootie Tang's daddy.
I'm gonna write that down.
Pootie Tang.
All right.
Sabote on the tippy top.
All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. movies that are much better when you're high than when you're sober. And again, we can go back to classics. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. What were the MTV movies of the guys that did all the stunts, you know,
Jackass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I watched Jackass the first time when I was a little effed up,
right?
And I literally had to stop it because I was about to wet my pants.
Because of a fun, it was funny, or because it was so gross.
No, because I had a bladder infection.
Oh.
No, because it was funny. It was hysterical. I mean, the funniest scenes I've ever seen in a movie, and again, I was pretty buzzed when I saw this, was when the guy in Jackass goes into the hardware store and takes a dump
in
the toilet.
Yeah, I remember that. He's just sitting there with the newspaper, just chilling. No respect, dude.
Yeah.
They got no respect.
He's just sitting there chilling with the newspaper. And I think what was funny about it is some a-hole, some guy who's, you know, poor dude's making like, you know, $8 an hour. He's got to fish that out of there.
Yeah, no respect. Or you buy the toilet.
Somebody's got to clean that toilet out because it doesn't flush. It was on display.
It's a Polish toilet.
I still, I swear to God, if every time I see that scene, I still laugh as hard as when I saw it the first time. I mean, it's such nerve and it's such great a-holery to, you know,
yeah, they
go
got
into
no
a,
respect.
Into like a hardware store and take a dump in a stationary toilet.
It's like when they go to the electronics store and the guy just rips off his tracksuit and he's just in a Speedo and just starts dancing on the salesman. They just blast that trance. They got no respect. Dude, it's all Asian guys. You know, Asian people.
I know. It is to themselves. It's hysterical. Also, it's very funny when, isn't that the same movie where the guy goes and beats up his dad on the toilet?
Yeah. Bam keeps beating up his dad everywhere, whatever his dad's doing.
His dad's taking a dump on the toilet.
His dad's like 600 pounds
or
whatever.
Yeah, he goes in there and fights him. Or he throws fireworks
no
in
respect,
there.
Dude. I can never do that to my pops.
Oh, man. All right. The movies
white people,
that
though.
Are sensational when you're high. Let's talk to a Sal in Rosemead. Sal, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
I'm making a list here. What do you got?
Oh, my God, dude. Saving Silverman. Jason Biggs. Steve Zahn, Jack Black, Amanda Peet, that they are off their ass in that movie. Funny scenes from beginning to end.
Saving Silverman?
That's right, Saving Silverman.
How old is that movie?
I think it's early 90s.
Yeah.
No, it's like early thousands.
Yeah, like late 90s, early, yeah.
It's a classic.
Actually, yeah, you're probably right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm probably high right now.
and what's the movie about?
It's about Jason Biggs' character. He falls in love with this lady that's all wrong for him, which is Amanda Peet's character. And basically, Steve Zahn and Jack Black are his best friends, and they're trying to save him from the relationship, take him away from her.
Oh, I see.
She's stealing him away from the friendship.
Hey, what was the movie where the chick was, through his eyes, she was a babe, but through everybody else's eyes, she was really
Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal. Yeah. That's another great movie when you're stoned.
That's right. It sure is.
All right, Bubba. We thank you for calling. All right, great movies when you're completely high. 520-9710. How about Tony in Los Angeles? You're on the air.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
I got Gremlins.
Yep. Oh, Gremlins.
The movie Gremlins. I ate some shrooms. It was an amazing movie.
I haven't seen that movie in a minute. I kind of forgot that movie.
Oh, hey, Gremlins.
Oh, right, shrooms? That's intense, that man. Well.
Yeah, it was really, really intense. It was like a 4-hour movie.
Did you go to see it in the theater?
No, I saw that at my house. It happened to be on, and I walked by.
Oh,
got
I see.
Stuck.
Yeah, and you're Jeez. There for 4 hours.
Yeah, it felt like it, yeah.
Oh, that is classic. And but you were just you were on shrooms, but is that a regular deal for you, the shrooms?
No, this was a one time.
And that was it?
I've done it twice, but... The first time I did it, I happened to catch Gremlins. It was an amazing movie. First time I had seen it, actually.
Yeah, I heard with shrooms, if you drink milk, that the high goes away.
I heard the same thing with orange juice, but then had friends that tried it, and they said it was better.
Yeah, orange juice actually enhances vitamin C, you know, citrus fruits, that enhances the mushrooms. Milk
takes it away.
Oh, that vitamin D, man.
How many mushrooms? Were you alone when you did this?
No, I was with a group of friends.
Oh, and everybody did it.
How much you eat?
I think an eighth.
Oh,
and you all
Jesus.
Just sat there and stared at the TV?
Basically, yeah. I don't know how long I was actually there, because I don't know if you've ever tried it, but you kind of wander around and do different things, and it feels like you've been there for hours, but just 10 minutes goes by.
I haven't tried it, but I had a couple of friends over when I lived in Seal Beach, and one of the guys was on shrooms, and I can remember... that he went into the freezer, and my wife wasn't home. It was just like four or five stupid friends and myself. And he goes in the freezer, and he takes something out of the freezer, he puts it in the oven, turns it on like 450 degrees, and like walks away. And like 20 minutes later, I'm smelling something burning. And he took a whole frozen pot roast, and it wasn't even thawed, and put it in the oven. And the outside was burning while the inside was still frozen solid. That's a real stoner's move.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, anytime a guy takes a complete roast, hits the oven with it. All right, Babu, so Gremlins on mushrooms. You ever see movies on mushrooms?
Oh, man. You know what? One time I had a couple people over, and we were all eating mushrooms, and someone threw in a porno movie. That is not a good thing to watch on mushrooms.
No?
No, not at all.
A turn off? Or you guys, just banged around all your friends?
It's weird because you just like the visuals you get on mushrooms, and then you just see like these, you know what I'm saying? The music's all right, and then you just see like a, I don't know how to talk, you know. It's going to be hard for me to explain all this stuff with all the FCC rules and everything, but it's just not a good sight, especially when you're hallucinating.
No, is it a turn off?
Oh, man, it's weird. I had to run out of the room. I couldn't take it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it was just weird because you see the girls and you start hallucinating, you see like how they really are, and they're just...
What's the best drug to be on when you and your dopey friends are all sitting around watching porno together?
Well, this was like teenage years, man. This was a long time. This was before I could watch porno. You know what I'm saying? But
right. Now, you don't currently watch with anybody
anymore.
But yourself.
Right? I don't even watch porno anymore, man. I was in that industry for a little bit. I'm out of it.
You're out? You don't care about it?
Nah, it's not my
thing. So it's like working... It's like working in a fast food place. Once you work there, you can't eat the food anymore?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
So you can't watch porno anymore?
Well, you know, because I met a lot of people in the industry. I know a lot of the talent. I know a lot of behind the scenes, and I know them on a personal level. So, when you see them performing, you're just like, you know, they're just, it's whatever.
So what do you do?
I don't watch anymore.
You don't watch anything?
No,
you're
not
looking up
not
on the
porno.
Internet or anything?
I watch movies when I'm high.
All right, man. It's like a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, man.
No, not porno anymore.
No more. I'm over it.
All right. Great movies when you're completely effed up. Let's talk to Michael in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
Okay, I'm a Mel Brooks fan all the way.
I'm sorry. Dude, we got a terrible connection with you, buddy. I apologize. Colin in Riverside. You're on 97.1.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Tim, can I give you two?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mortal Kombat is the first one. That is awesome.
Kombat.
Hell yeah. It feels like you were watching Warrior Gods from millennia ago doing battle right before your very eyes. It is one of the awesomest things. And the other one is The Crow, City of Angels. Check that out, because when Iggy Pop is floating on the water dying, I can lay on my bed with my eyes closed and my arms outstretched, and I die right along with him.
Oh, is that right?
It's the most peaceful, blissful feeling.
That's Crow City of Angels?
The Crow City of Angels.
I need to smoke what Colin's smoking.
Excellent. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling.
I feel like I'm 10 years old again, man.
I think you're all raving.
Where are the glow sticks at?
Jesse in San Gabriel, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man.
Yeah,
you gotta watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High on a big doobie with a big bowl of Captain Crunch.
Oh, yeah. Hey, real quickly, I got a trivia quiz for Adam Makadosius. What high school did all the kids go to?
Man, you know I have the yearbook at my house. Actually, Leo the Film Freak got me that as a birthday gift, the yearbook.
Right.
And, man, I don't even remember, dude.
All right. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I don't
remember.
Is it Ridgemont High? Yes, I got it.
Now that we damn missed that one a couple of times. That's a real stoner's move.
Yeah. I'm glad I caught that, because I would have felt like a real idiot.
Yeah. What's the high school where all the kids went to at Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I had to think about it.
Like, oh, man, I got the yearbook. Let me think about it.
Hold on. It'll
God
pop up.
Damn. Oh, man.
At least I got it. I don't feel like an idiot now.
All right. Let's talk to Nancy in Hacienda Heights. You're on 97.1.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hey.
Hey.
I got the wall.
Yeah.
Awesome movies to watch. While
just on weed or on mushrooms?
Oh, just on weed. I don't go that much.
All right, baby. No education.
It's like, every time I think of this, I think of everyone just like driving acid and taking ecstasy and just...
We'll play a little of this for all you guys that are really effed up right now.
Start tripping, getting flashbacks. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
You're just a mother. That's a classic. Well, have you seen that, Stone?
Yeah, a long time
many,
ago.
Many, many times?
Yeah, a long time. I wonder if they have that song on Rock Band.
What's a favorite? Your favorite movie, Stone?
Favorite movie, Stone? I really like Happy Feet. I know that sounds off the wall, but I like
bizarre.
Happy Feet.
With all the penguins?
With the penguins and the
How do they get the penguins to do all that?
I don't know, man. That technology is amazing, dude.
It's amazing, huh?
Like, he's just a dancer and everyone else is a singer. That's like me because I can't sing a
hey,
note.
Hey, Tim.
All right, Adam McIntosh is with us. Yes, Gina.
Can I ask you something real fast?
Yeah, man.
Have you ever gotten high and been one of the many a-holes who try to sync up the wall to, you know.
Wizard of Oz.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, you mean the movies?
Yeah, everyone says, dude, if you get high, you start the wall at the same time as you start Wizard of Oz. It's the craziest thing. And you know what? It doesn't match up at all.
You've tried it.
Many times.
It's like that with a lot of movies, actually. And yeah. Albums. Like Radiohead has an album with Fear and Loathing. It's just weird.
All right, let's talk to Russ in Chino Hills. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Chino?
All right. What's a good stoners movie?
One of the best movies ever is The Gods Must Be Crazy.
That's good stuff.
The Gods Must Be Crazy has got to be one of the best. You know, you picture an African guy trying to drop a bottle that was fell supposedly from the earth. He's trying to take it to the edge of the earth and get rid of it because it creates so many problems for all the kids. It's just hilarious. It is a funny movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
You know, I saw it sober, and I didn't think it was that great.
Actually, you know what? That's why you got to watch it stoned.
Yeah. I'd like to go back and look at it. I do remember it, like the bottle falling out of the sky, and they're like making noises with the bottle and passing it around and stuff.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And that is definitely one of those movies where if you're sober, you know, it's not that funny. But then, of course, you know, when you're high and you see somebody, you know, beating their kids over the head with a beer, you know, with a Coke bottle, it's actually quite hilarious.
I'd like to see that again. Russ, that's a great suggestion, dude. I'm going to try it, man.
No, thank you very
much.
All
right, thanks, dude. There he goes. Yeah, The Gods Must Be Crazy. Let's talk to Craig in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, man, how's it going?
All right, what up?
Man, I feel bad. He just mentioned it. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, that movie was made to be watched when you're tripped out. I mean, you can watch that sober.
I thought it was pretty
like
good sober.
Out. Yeah, oh, no, it's great. And I mean, if you really think about it, you can see why. I mean, just it makes you feel like you're tripped out even yeah. when you're sober.
Yeah. Now, what were you on when you watched it?
Just weed.
Oh, just weed?
Yeah.
All right,
but
buddy.
The first time I saw it, I was sober, though, and I was just like, what is this? And I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And everybody's like, no, dude, you got to try it.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out, man.
Like you're supposed to. Yeah.
Excellent. All right, thanks, dude.
I actually heard Johnny Depp actually locked himself in a hotel room and experienced all those drugs so he can know how to act when he's on those drugs in the movie.
Is that right?
He actually took the briefcase with every single drug he had to do.
Jesus.
And he locked himself, and that's his way of getting into character.
So what movie are you rehearsing for?
I don't know. I should write one.
All right. Mike in Long Beach on 97.1 Free FM. A movie that's decent when you're sober, but great when you're stoned.
What's up, Timmy?
Hey. Set. Look at you.
All right. Best movie when you're stoned. Hands down. The Big Lebowski. You can't go wrong with it.
Okay, I'd like to look at that again then.
Big Lebowski, you haven't seen it?
I saw it sober.
No, stone, man. Roll the joint, kick back on your couch, watch that movie.
All right, dude. That's,
you know
what I should do is I should, because I'm too paranoid to get stoned with my wife and daughter around.
I'll babysit.
Nah. I'll babysit. Oh, man. I'll come back and it's like, where's the kid? And you're like, oh, she was in the front yard about 2 hours ago, man. But I should go to a hotel room, like take a couple days off and really enjoy myself and watch all these movies, you know?
You should. Kick back, take off your shoes, lay in the nice king-size suite.
All right, let's talk to Paul in Huntington Beach. A good movie, sober, a great movie, stoned.
Tenacious D with Jack Black in search of the pick, especially they do the scene where he's heading to the museum and he finds the mushrooms in the forest and he takes them and he turns into the little Sasquatch and it just gets all. And I tell you, I haven't really honestly used in 10 years, but I was having flashbacks to like double barrel purple microdot mescaline when I'm during that scene. You know, I was like, you can Christ.
Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Excellent, buddy.
Funny movie.
This is, I think, a piece or a song from it, right? Here we go.
was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road. All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road. And he said, "Play the best song in the world, or I'll eat your soul." Well, me and Kyle, we looked at each other, and we each said, "Okay." And we played the first thing that came to our heads. Just so happened to be the best song in the world. It was the best song in the world. Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. One and one make two, two and one make three. It was destiny. Once every 100,000 years or so, when the sun doth shine and the moon doth glow and the grass doth grow.
All right. Movies that are great when you're stoned, not so great when you're sober. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I'll tell you a TV series that's great when you're stoned and very funny when you're not. But when you are, it's hysterical. And it's the Comeback. You ever seen that?
No. What's The Comeback?
Yeah. You ever see The Comeback?
It's one of the greatest shows ever with Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow.
Oh.
It is hysterical. It's great when you're sober, but when you're stoned, it's off the charts. It's out on DVD now. They only did one season. I don't know why they did just one season. It was on HBO.
Yeah, it was too smart.
Oh, but
they had to pull it.
It is effing hysterical. My wife bought it for me for Christmas last year, and I watch it all the time. And you got to get it, especially. Like you, Macadocious, you love getting stoned, and you got to rent this. As a matter of fact, I'll bring it in for you.
Have you seen Flight of the Conchords?
No, I've not.
That's a great show to watch stoned.
All right.
Flight of the Conchords.
Flight
write
of
that
the Conchords?
Down. Yeah.
All right.
Write that down.
Gina, have you seen every episode of this Comeback?
Not every episode, but what I've seen of it, I thought it was brilliant.
It is unbelievable. It is great. The Palm Springs episode is just amazing.
Yes, indeed.
All right. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Carlos in Trabuco Canyon. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Yes. Yellow Submarine from the Beatles. About 12 years ago, my brother and I watched that movie, and we never look at it the same now.
Oh, so you've seen it sober, but high, it's a different experience.
About 12 years ago on mushrooms, and now when I look at it, I see things. I mean, it's very surreal now, and I see so much more detail, even in a sober state.
Excellent, dude. All right, here it is, a little Yellow Submarine. Couldn't hurt anybody. All right, movies that are okay when you're sober, they're unbelievable when you're stoned. Joey and Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, how you doing
tonight? Hey, Babu.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm a musician, been one for quite some time. Been a proprietor or an advocate, basically, of 420 since I was 14, you know.
Yeah.
I'm an old-timer, but I've seen a lot of movies. But the three that come to mind that are not bad, but when you're stoned, the first one is very old school. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
Oh, that's a great movie.
But when you're stoned, it's got to be one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life, all the cameos. But the other two more modern days that I love to watch, even at my age, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle and Half-Baked.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Harold and Kumar, I guess, is... I've not seen that yet. And you know, some of these movies you don't want to see until you get stoned.
Yeah, it's not bad, but I've seen it relaxing one evening after rehearsal time, and I just couldn't stop laughing. But Half Baked is the consummate 420 movie, if there ever was one.
Half Baked. I'm going to write that down. All right, thanks,
Bubba. It's like the ultimate stoner movie.
Half Baked.
You ever
seen
that, Timmy?
No, have you
seen
it?
Dave Chappelle. Yeah, I've seen it. I think everyone's seen it.
I got to look
at that. Tardy
I gotta
that,
catch
Timmy.
Up.
You're tardy, dude. You need to step your game up.
If you're going out to Blockbuster right now, here are some of the suggestions from our very, very stoned audience. Saving Silverman, The Gremlins. Let me see here. Mortal Kombat. The Crow, City of Angels. The Wall. Gods Must Be Crazy. Fear and Loathing. Big Lebowski. Half Baked, Tenacious D, Yellow Submarine, Harold and Kumar, and Mad World. All right, more of your suggestions, movies that are okay when you're sober, but they're amazing when you're stoned.
Yeah.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Macadocious joins us.
Shazam.
The station stoner, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.